In today's episode, I want to go over candida, specifically candida overgrowth, because this is a topic that can have massive implications on your overall gut health. So let's talk about this in today's episode. Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. So let's first unravel and unveil the complexities and what exactly candida overgrowth is. Now, in the intricate ecosystem of the human body, a delicate balance exists among variety of microorganisms that inhabit our gastrointestinal tract, skin, and mucosal membranes. Among these microorganisms is candida, though, a type of yeast that under normal circumstance coexist harmoniously with our beneficial bacteria, aiding in digestion, immune function. However, when conditions within the body become imbalanced, candida can proliferate and unchecked lead to a host of health issues collectively known as candiditis. Now, this by itself is one of the topics why we want to talk about this, because people will say, oh, you have candida, that's terrible. No. You should have candida in your body along with all these other microorganisms. It's when there's overgrowth of these microorganisms that they can then do so much damage. Now, candida overgrowth occurs when there is an imbalance in the microbiome, allowing candida yeast to multiply rapidly and outcompete beneficial bacteria. This imbalance can be triggered by factors as the following: dietary choices. A diet high in sugar, refined carbohydrates, processed foods provide an ideal environment for candida to thrive. These substances serve as fuel for yeast growth, promoting proliferation. On top of that, antibiotic use. Antibiotics are designed to kill harmful bacteria, but they can also disrupt the balance of beneficial bacteria in your gut, creating an opportunity for candida to overgrow. Now, I don't know if this is what happened when I was first dealing with ulcerative colitis, because I was on some antibiotics, and I think that is what really knocked a lot of my good bacteria, which really opened the floodgates for candida. Again, it's up in the air because I have no proof on which way or the other, but this is one of the most common ways, though. So if you are taking antibiotics, I highly recommend that you do find some way to implement some type of probiotic, prebiotic, get your microbiome where it should be back. And if you hadn't listened to the beginning part of this, I do have a probiotic that I use every now and then, especially when I feel like my gut biome is definitely off. I use Just Thrive Health. I think that is the best probiotic. So again, check that out if you do not have an option or not knowing where to look. Along those lines, though, weakened immune system, so chronic stress, lack of sleep, the underlying health conditions can compromise the immune system's ability to regulate microbiome populations, effectively allowing candida to proliferate. So again, not surprising there. And hormonal changes, so fluctuation in hormone levels, such as those experienced during pregnancy, menstruation, or menopause, can contribute to candida overgrowth, particularly in the case of vaginal yeast infections. So this, again, affects males and females, but it seems like if you are being pregnant, it's obviously going to help or affect females. So this is one of those things that if you are having other things going on through your body, you still want to keep your microbiome in check. Now, the ramifications of candida overgrowth is something that really does need to be talked about here. So the consequences of candida overgrowth extend far beyond mere discomfort, encompassing a spectrum of physical and psychological symptoms that can specifically impact individuals' well-being. Some of these most common manifested in candida include digestive disturbance, persistent bloating, gas, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation are all hallmark symptoms of candida overgrowth. The presence of exist yeast in the gut can disrupt normal digestive processing, lead to discomfort and irregular bowel movements. Recurrent infections, candida overgrowth can lead to multiple infections such as oral thrush, vaginal yeast infections, urinary tract infections. This I dealt with and I still deal with it, so I'm not too sure if I've really kept my candida all the way back at bay, but when I was super flared up, my whole mouth, like my tongue, was completely white, which again, it's so bizarre to me because I got so used to that. Now when I look in the mirror and I don't see a white tongue, it almost looks weird to me. But when you have a white tongue, that is a telltale sign that you have candida overgrowth, because it's gone all the way from your small intestines and worked all its way up into your mouth. So think about how far it's actually gone and how much you actually have to do to knock it back, because that is a massive overgrowth and that can definitely, again, lead to so many issues and especially bad breath. Now, along those lines though, chronic fatigue, this is also going to be leading to that, because again, you're not breaking down the nutrition, you're not absorbing everything. So again, your energy levels can be very low. Skin issues, candida overgrowth can manifest on the skin in the form of persistent rashes, eczema, acne, and fungal infections like athlete's foot. These skin conditions can be insightful, uncomfortable, and difficult to resolve without addressing underlying yeast overgrowth and mood disturbances, which again, really isn't surprising, because when we're dealing with the gut-brain connection plays a significant role in our mental health, and disruption of the gut flora, such as candida overgrowth, can impact mood, cognitive function, anxiety, depression, brain fog, irritable, and mood swings are common symptoms of candida overgrowth. So, what exactly can you do? And then this is why we're talking about this, because there are definitely things you can do. Now, one of the things I'm going to highly recommend is you do check out our 90-day gut health program to restart your gut, trust your gut. This is a program that I went through myself, which had huge implications on getting my gut health back where it was. I dealt with so many issues, tried so many different things. This is one of the things that I fully back. So if you do have any questions on what you can do with that, message me on here or go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com, or even go to our Facebook or Instagram, one of those, and message me on how you can get a hold of that kit. So again, it is something I highly recommend. And the things I'm about to talk about in just a few moments, the kit itself hits all these points. So that's why I absolutely love it. So dietary modifications. So adapting a low sugar, low carbohydrate diet that emphasizes whole fibers, fiber-rich vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats can help starve candida and inhibit its growth. Eliminating or reducing intake of sugary beverages, refined carbohydrates, alcohol, and processed foods is crucial. With that, probiotics, incorporating probiotic-rich foods such as yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, and kombucha can also help restore your balance. And like I mentioned earlier, Just Thrive Health, this is one of the best probiotics. So again, highly recommend that if you do need a probiotic. But again, you want to get this back into your system, especially lactobacillus. This is something that you really want to get back into your gut. And again, candida is going to knock all these out. Antifungal herbs. So this is where the kit itself has all these, the garlic, oregano, berberine, grapefruit seed extract are among many of the natural ways you can do this, but there are plenty of other things you can do. And again, the kit that we do offer has even more that's going to also help knock only candida back, but a lot of the other issues that you're going to be having with your microbiome, that again, when you're having the bad bacterial overgrowth, it's going to knock those back out and also help the good bacteria flourish in your microbiome. Along those lines, the other two topics that we definitely need to talk about, though, is stress management. We all have high stress. Let's be real here. But that, again, is going to weaken your immune system. So, again, if you can decrease your stress any way possible, that is going to decrease the inflammation, which is also going to help reduce candida overgrowth. So, again, meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing, yoga, things like this, spending time in nature are going to have massive implications on your overall health. And last but not least, sleep. You definitely need to get more and more sleep, especially if you're dealing with candida overgrowth, because your body needs this time to relax, And again, when you're sleeping, you're actually going back into your parasympathetic, your rest and digest, and this is where your body's going to have the more optimal ability to actually recover. Because when you're not in your parasympathetic, you're in your sympathetic, which again is going to heighten a lot of things, which is also caused by your stress. So therefore, again, it's going to get you out of your stress and help with your actual decreasing of candida in your gut health. So in conclusion, a few of the topics I want to definitely talk about. If you are looking to, again, improve your gut health, message me, get the gut health program that we have. It's Trust Your Gut. It's going to go a long way to help you out. If not, probiotic, this is another huge topic. Just Thrive Health. Again, use colitis at that checkout. This will save you an additional percentage. These things are going to help you out. But on top of that, you really need to be focusing on what you're eating, what you're putting in your body. Because again, if you're drinking alcohol all the time, you're already going to be messing up your gut biome. And again, a lot of people that have GI issues really should avoid alcohol to avoid gut health issues. That's just my take. Again, you may feel different about that, but I've noticed when I do cut alcohol out, it makes a huge difference. Top of that, cutting out sugar, foods, drinks, anything that is really high in sugars. Now, granted, I understand if you're going to have it every now and then, that's totally fine. But if you are in a crisis mode, cut it out completely because you are still fueling that fire and we definitely need to put it out. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on candida overgrowth. I think this is a very huge topic that I think sometimes goes missing or is not talked about enough, because if you have candida, again, if it's overgrowth, it is going to play a massive role in how you feel, your gut health, your mood, your energy, all this. So if you cannot get back to where it should be because you do still want to have candida in your gut health, you need to have it at a proper level. You then can function properly and actually live the life that you want to live. So like I said, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed any of the other episodes, I greatly recommend that you give this podcast a 5-star review. I greatly appreciate that. Share this to anyone that you think will enjoy this podcast as well. Like I said, we are trying to do this each and every week. We will be getting some videos up shortly on YouTube. I'm not too sure what we'll put that under, but again, I'll let you know. We do have a newsletter, so you can sign up. If you go to kaleidoscope.com, just sign up for the newsletter. You get all this information as well. So that's all I have for you today in this episode. If you did enjoy this topic, again, I greatly appreciate it with the 5-star review, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.